WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Happy Monday. Man, roll the window down a little bit. Weather's beautiful outside. Getting to the time of year when you wake up early in the morning like me, you're drinking your coffee, you let the dog outside, and you're thinking, do I need a windbreaker? I mean, fall is here, football is here, NASCAR playoffs are here. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Race 2 in the NASCAR 2025 playoffs at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Another big win for Joe Gibbs Racing. Denny Hamlin, come on down. You are definitely going into the next round of the playoffs. So we got tons to talk about. We've got a bit of a shootout at Wild West, in the Wild West at Technology Raceway. Some guys really good, some guys not so good. And now we come to our first elimination race. So who's in, who's out? We'll get to standings in a little bit. And what does the next round look like for the drivers? So a lot to get to. Sit back, relax. It's time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am across from none other than the reason I show up each and every Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess he's gotten permission to grow the goatee, even though there's some gray in it. It is Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. You know, I was evaluating my goatee the other day in the mirror because I've got mixed emotions about it. And every time I go to Mexico, I never know what I'm going to come back looking like. there's usually a beard or a goatee or...
Just because you don't want to shave when you're down
something
there.
You know, something usually
vacation beard.
Yeah, something crazy with me kind of happens, and I got to thinking. I thought, you know what? I do have my fair share of gray.
Yeah.
But however, I'm 10 years older than Casey, and he's got a lot more gray in his than I got in mine. You so know, I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
You say that if I were to trim mine down as short as yours, I think I come out on
mine's
the better
not
end
that
of
short.
It. Mine's longer, so the gray shows up more.
You got more going on now.
Next Monday, I'm gonna have it properly trimmed.
And by the time you're my age, man, you're gonna be all gray.
Yeah, but you gotta see, I'm 10 years younger, but you know, I have a tweenager right now.
Of course, you know, the only thing you got going for you that I don't is you got a full head of hair.
That's true. And it's got its fair share of gray.
And I notice it's getting some salt in there. Get a little salt, you know. Have you noticed that? It's getting more gray.
There was a picture on my phone the other day. You know how fancy all these phones are. It like picks up on highlights and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it really picked up my hair. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. And it was because there's so much gray in it. Like, it looked like I had highlights in my hair. Well, no, that's just good old aging right there.
Well, what I want to know is what's Mrs. Orr saying about your hair?
She likes it.
No evaluations?
No, I think
she's just like, talking about man boobs on you.
Here's the thing. Men, and it's unfortunate, Sean, but when we age, it's considered aging, you know. Looking more distinguished.
Distinguished, okay.
But when women age, they do everything in the world to try to...
And they get mad if you say anything about it.
You don't mention their gray hair. They'll do everything in the world to cover it up, even though now it's like cool to go all gray, I guess. That's kind of...
Or if you say, you know, that shirt's looking good on you. It's good and tight. Are you saying I'm fat?
Yeah.
I know you're saying I'm fat.
What am I going to say? Yeah, I get it all the time. Listen. Yes.
Have you... I don't even think we should go there. I was fixing to go a certain place, but it's probably not wise for us to do that. Even though my wife would not hear it because...
I don't think my wife's
listening
right now.
She's on TV and probably yours. I don't know. You never know. Your wife has been known to give us a surprise. Yeah, she'll listen every once in a while.
But I'm thinking there's nothing she's doing today that's keeping. Yeah,
but, okay,
she's at home right now. There's no.
Have you ever used the word big in a sentence with your wife before?
No, that and you could be gone there.
Yeah, but you could be using that word as a compliment. You know, because us guys do like some things, you know.
Yeah.
Big on a woman.
Absolutely.
Well, it never fails if I make the mistake of using that word, then I'm accused of, oh, do you mean I'm fat?
Yeah.
And you've probably gotten that a time or two, haven't you?
I tell you where I, you know, so Krista, you know, part of her health journey, she had lost some weight, and she's put just a little bit of it back on, but I like it because. Yeah. It's in the places
we like.
I like
a little meat on a woman. You
it's
know?
When it's in the right place, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I told her that. And yeah. Oh my gosh, you'd have just.
But she got ticked off about it, didn't she?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I know where you're coming from.
You know what? That did you ever meet growing up? And I would notice this. I would meet like, you know, you meet these people, and then you think, man, that husband doesn't say anything. He just kind of sits over there quiet. And I was like, that's so weird. And then later in life, you're like, oh, those are the smart guys.
Those are the guys with wisdom.
They know that nothing they can actually add or say is going to aid in anything. It's only going to get them in trouble.
Yeah.
So just sit there quiet and think whatever you want and, you know, wait till it's all over. I totally get that now.
Have you ever used the word spinning? Have you ever said to your wife,
spinning?
Like, you know, you could say that, hey, you look great, and she is going to spin it and say, oh, You think what I have on it doesn't look good?
Oh yeah, there's.
I call that spinning.
Yeah,
I didn't know if you'd ever.
Well, that's from your time watching the No Spin Zone.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Well, I get that from back in the day of Fox News No Spin Zone. Yeah,
I can relate to it. They turn it around on you.
Yeah,
Yeah, I get asked all the time, "What do you think of this dress?" And it's like, oh man.
Yeah, a lot of times on Saturday night, that's our date night. We go out to dinner. Kim will come in there and she'll go, what do you think of this? How does this look? And I say, well, it looks good. Well, then she'll come back and she'll have something else on. I said, well, that looks good too.
You don't have a favorite?
Well,
are you even paying attention?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that before. And then when I have to pick out earrings, you know, I said, now do you like this one or do you like this one? And I'm thinking to myself, for goodness sakes, you're dressed up every day. You're on TV every day. You look great every day. Just wear something you wore on TV this week
knock or it
the
out.
Week before. You know, why are you asking me?
I have learned that when I have zero opinion on something, I just pick one and go with it. I'm like, oh, no, the second one looks great. I couldn't even tell you what the first one looked like anymore. Don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, the second one looks great. And the other thing I like to tell Mrs. Orr, she goes, do you like this dress? I say, it'd look great crumpled on the floor next to our bed. And you know what?
What is her reaction?
That don't get me anywhere either.
Because she's then ticked off because...
She's just like, shut up. All right. Just trying to be honest. You know, a little honesty.
Oh, goodness. You know, you're going to have to get a hotel room downtown the next time y'all have an anniversary. That thing seems to be about the only thing
to myself, basically.
It scores you some brownie points.
Oh, it's, you know.
We're both like happily married. You know, let's not forget that.
I earn brownie points every day. It's just I don't know how to cash them in. There is literally.
I think yours expire quickly.
Brownie points are like, what is that currency? Like, I think it's Zimbabwe.
Crypto?
Zimbabwe or something where it's like $3 million. 3 million, whatever they have is like $3 American. That's what it is. Like I've got a billion brownie points, but it don't get me nothing.
Yeah.
Like I'm going up with all these tickets ready to get the stuffed animal. And I've got 87,000. It only gets me a spider ring.
I was going to say your brownie points program with Mrs. Orr is like Delta Sky Miles program. It's going to take 100,000 miles to be able to go anywhere.
You're thinking, I got 80,000 miles, and that'll save you $27 off your next ticket. And you're like, what the hell? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, did you get to play golf this weekend?
No, I did not play this weekend.
Well, you didn't cash in enough points. Well, how was the weekend?
That's good, man. Nothing too exciting.
Well, you know,
went to another Notre Dame. It was homecoming at the old Notre Dame.
Oh, so you got in another high school.
So game. We went down to that and let Evelyn run around with her friends, and that was pretty cool.
Man,
and
you then, making this a habit.
Well, you know what?
Are y'all just gearing up and practicing?
I guess
what
so.
It's going to be like I being really Notre Dame parents?
I guess we're getting in early. Tailgating never hurt.
I figured you were just slap busy as you could be, because I texted you Saturday, crickets. I didn't get any kind of response.
I didn't want to respond to that.
I mean, I could have gotten something.
I am choosing to believe that wasn't real.
That 69-3 loss that Oklahoma State had, you couldn't even respond.
It was so ugly. So ugly.
Did you see it?
I watched the first little bit.
I didn't even know if they began to televise that.
It's so funny.
One.
So I knew it was going to be bad. So we did Saturday Mass. I looked for you and Cam. I didn't see you.
Yeah, we were over at the Baptist.
So this is Saturday. You didn't do Saturday in the Baptist. they're again it.
No, they have Saturday night services.
So it was 14-3, I think. 14-0. I can't remember when I went into Mass. And I'm like, you know what? We're going to get beat. It's going to be ugly. No big deal. Sean, so Mass lasts about an hour. I don't know.
No, wait a minute. No. Your Mass lasts about 2 hours.
No.
Because when we went to church with y'all, man, that was a long service. Or was that just a special?
That was a special service.
Saturday.
Yeah, that was a special. No, Mass is usually right under an hour.
Okay.
So, said hi to some friends and all that. Yeah, because we were going to have to eat afterwards. So we got with them, talked to them a little bit. And like, all right. By the time I got back in the car, it was 40-3. By the time I checked the score at the restaurant, it was 69-3, and it was still in the third quarter. And I was like, it was so bad that it's been one of the major talking points in national news, in national sports news.
And especially when the opposing team put in third string in the third quarter.
Well, yes. And
or they came out of halftime.
And so here's the thing. Their second and third string didn't score, but we threw back-to-back pick sixes. Our quarterback threw two passes and two touchdowns to the wrong team. So not only we were going to get beat, but then also the wheels fell off and it just started snowballing until, I don't know. Now there are people are calling for Gundy's job. Hey, whatever.
I was going to say, Alabama's got to be feeling good after seeing y'all's game.
The only thing that saved us is Florida. Florida getting beat by South Florida, even though South Florida's a pretty decent team.
Yeah, but it wasn't a high-scoring game.
Florida fans are absolutely losing their you-know-what.
And it was something crazy that happened in it. And
it was like a field goal because it was 16.
No, I thought there was spitting or something going on.
Yeah, some player didn't do something smart. I didn't really watch it. I was so
Somebody
disgusted.
Was pointing that out to me today.
I was so disgusted with football. And then to watch Michigan lose to OU. Like, my only saving grace was at least OU will get beat, but they didn't. So it just wasn't a great Saturday.
Well, at least with Florida and South Florida, it was, you know, a very low scoring game, and it was only a couple points difference where he also was 69-3.
Hey, you know what? I would rather just get housed 69-3 than to lose one at the last second. Cause then you're invested all game. By halftime, we all knew it was over. Change the channel, be done.
And our Tennessee.
You can chalk that up to a bad day.
Our number 22 Tennessee Volunteers, or ranked 22 is what they were last week. I haven't seen what they're ranked now. 72-17 over ETSU.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You know, I am certainly not a fan of these major colleges going up against, you know, the small schools like ETSU, UTC.
Ohio State played Grambling. I mean, just embarrassing. Yeah. Like, that's not, you're not even playing
However,
the same sport.
However, you look at Florida and the South Florida we were just talking about, 18-16, and that would be one you would think would be like a Tennessee ETSU, but it wasn't.
South Florida's a legit, I mean, they're a Big 12 school. They're legit.
They're a Big 12?
Yeah. They joined the Big 12 a couple years ago. They're legit. They've got a pretty decent roster. It's just, you're Florida. You're supposed to beat them, you know. And Florida has the next four games Florida plays. Oh, my. They may lose the next four. They could play really good and lose the next four.
Georgia's got a tough schedule the next four or five games.
Are we gonna place a bet since the old Tennessee Balls are going to beat Georgia?
No, that's not going to happen. You know, I think Georgia is favored by 7.
It's in Knoxville, isn't it?
Yeah. It sure is.
Now, y'all haven't played very
good. It's going to be starting at 3:30 this Saturday on News Channel 9.
Yeah, I think Tennessee's going to have a little something for them. You heard it here first.
Wisconsin's at Alabama. Louisiana's at Missouri.
Oh, wait. Are we accidentally recording your college football podcast right now? Because I said Denny Hamlin earlier, but if someone's tuning in right now,
No.
They're thinking this is the SEC minute.
No, this is just a promo. This is a promo of college football radio on Rock 103.7.
My God, there's only one good game in the SEC, Tennessee and Georgia. Everything else is a
little... Yeah. Well, I couldn't resist. You know, I text my buddy Saturday thinking, you know, I'm going to get this smiley face back.
You never...
And I didn't even get a cricket back.
You never text me about something cool. It's always like... look at that.
I was thinking you'd at least give me a good excuse, but I didn't hear back from you. But, you know, speaking of college football radio, I want to encourage everybody and invite you to join Stephen Hargis and myself. Stephen is the sports editor of the Chattanooga Times Free Press, and having a lot of fun working with Stephen. It's our first year together. However, it's our seventh season of college football radio on Rock 103.7. We're on each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. from 9 to 10, keeping you up with your SEC college football game day. And if you miss any episode, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform at College Football Radio Download. That's College Football Radio Download. We invite you to join us. So for all of my Tennessee and Georgia fans, or friends rather, you headed up to Knoxville this Saturday. Hey, lock us in right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, and join us on your ride to Big Orange Country. It's going to be a big game. Big day.
It is going to be a huge game. College game day is there.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
It's really going to give us the first test of the college football season. The first 2 weeks, we really have had nobody go to a test.
You had Ohio State, Texas.
Well, okay, with the exception of that.
That's so early of a game, but you've had some good ones. But
not really that many. Alabama hasn't, I mean, they played FSU and got beat, but I mean, Tennessee hadn't been put to the test.
No, Tennessee and Georgia have not.
Alabama haven't been put to the test.
And Alabama got beat.
Well, okay, I'm talking about Tennessee and Georgia.
This will be the first test for those guys.
Yeah. I don't think LSU's really been put to the test yet.
Oh, my gosh. They played – who did they beat?
Yeah, they beat Clemson, didn't they?
Yeah, it was Clemson's a top-ranked team.
Well, they're nothing.
That was a heck of a game. Oh, my Lord.
LSU hadn't been put to the test.
LSU's probably going to win the SEC, by the way. They are really good.
Well, I'm not going to go so far to say they're going to win the SEC, but certainly they're going to be a strong competitor.
They've got a lot of talent, and most importantly, they've got a really good quarterback, and that's what wins you in college.
Well, we had a great weekend of NASCAR, and we're going to break all of that down when we come back after the break. Ran at Gateway yesterday, Worldwide Technology Raceway, as we are continuing on with our NASCAR playoffs, and Denny Hamlin set a milestone yesterday for Toyota. We'll get into that. Also, we'll spend a couple of minutes just giving you a little brief update on the trial between NASCAR and 2311 and Furniture Row Racing. Nothing big to report, but I'm going to share with you a couple of things that have transpired in the last week, as well as Kyle Larson and I went blank on the Ryan Blaney. Had their little dust up on the track.
A little drama.
And had a little conversation after the race. And Kyle Larson always has plenty of excuses.
Tension's ratcheting up a little bit, Sean.
Yeah, so we'll get into that as we continue joining you live from the Optimize You studio. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us. We got NASCAR straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
You love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program. It's Rock 103.7. Bit of a long lead in there. Who sings that song, Sean? You being up on the rock music of today. My gosh, it's leading us in the show.
You know what? You do that a lot.
I'm still dealing.
I'm gonna have to talk to Mrs. Whitfield.
I'm still dealing with all this stuff with my eye, my right eye, as I think I shared with you on the show a week or two ago. And man, I have been dealing with some brain fog. I'm gonna have to go see my buddy Ed Jones at Nutrition World.
What do they have for
have different
what sort of
holistic supplements for
what sort of snake oil can he whip up for you over there
for brain fog? And right now I need it because, man, I'm dealing with this blurry vision in my right eye and all these floaters,
and that's making your brain not work as good. It's
hard to describe, but it's affecting my memory too. I mean, it has just sucked lately.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, that is one fun thing about getting older.
Luckily, I hadn't been in any pain.
Your brain just stops working, and you're like, oh, that's cool.
You know, you have those...
Think of that word I use all the time.
Or you see somebody that you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm the worst.
And you've talked to them many times, and you, like, go brain dead of what their name is. I gotta get something.
See, you can't even blame it on the drinking. At least I have an excuse.
That's because I don't do that.
Exactly. So I'm guessing... Drinking's not bad for you because it's going to happen regardless.
So that's what helps you.
Thank you very much.
Does that help you remember people and remember things and not forget?
No. I forget them anyway, so might as well forget them while
I'm buzzed. Just wait till you can look out and see the big 5-0 in your future. Just wait till you get in your 50s.
Down there a ways. Yeah, it is creeping.
You're not far. You're
creeping.
You're halfway to the finish line.
The corner.
All right, we did have a good weekend of NASCAR racing. I thought we had a great race at Gateway yesterday. Would you agree?
Certainly there was a little bit of chaos towards the end.
Had some Bill Murray there.
Yeah, which Bill Murray is going to be on the Manning cast tonight, by the way. So if you watch Monday Night Football, he's going to be on there with Peyton Manning and like another comedian or something.
Really?
Ought to be good.
Wait, before we, and you brought up something, let's pause the button for just a second. Did you see Marshall Manning on the preview portion of Sunday Night Football?
Yeah. Baylor student Marshall.
Yeah,
Manning?
Marshall is in the eighth grade this year at Baylor, right here in Chattanooga. Yeah. And I had heard from a pretty good source that Peyton just bought a condo in downtown Chattanooga because they're going to be spending a lot of time in Chattanooga for the next 5 years.
Well, he's already got a place out in Harrison.
Yeah, out in Ootowah, but, you know, he wants to be closer to downtown, I guess.
Well, I guess. You know, and he's probably got more than that.
Well, I was going to say, what's $600,000-$800,000?
Oh, he's not going to stay in anything like that. He'll get nice and...
Yeah, I mean, but it's just like getting a hotel room down there. But anyway, that's the first time I had seen him, and he was pretty cool on TV. So anyway,
yeah.
Please continue on. But
texted his uncle Eli.
Yeah,
Dad's making me watch this thing again.
I was curious if you had seen that, especially relating to Chattanooga. But it was a big win, and of course, Bill Murray was the guy. I thought he was one of the best we've had so far as being an honorary starter. But Denny Hamlin, he got the win. His 59th victory in his career. 59 out of 713.
Told everyone to get on the bandwagon or get run over by it. So maybe this is Denny's year.
I'd say that's a good way to describe it. His fifth victory and 15th top 10 finish in 2025. This is his first victory and third top 10 finish in four races at Worldwide Technology Raceway. I was thinking about this yesterday. This racetrack was just barely hanging on 6 or 7 years ago. It had a Xfinity Series date and a truck date. And no one ever thought that it would have a future in Cup. Many thought that it would be a piece of property that would be with housing and commercial development sooner than later. However, the owners of Gateway decided that no, we're gonna make this something, and was able to get it worked out and make the improvements to the facility they needed to make, and by gosh, they got it on the Cup schedule.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of those that do that anymore. I'm trying to think because they're independently owned, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And I think what is
if I'm not mistaken, they are.
Pocono is like the only other one that's still, and I know we're going to some new tracks, and I'm not sure about them, but they're few and far between. Is
now Pocono is part of Speedway Motorsports.
Oh, they bought them?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there goes that one.
Yeah.
But that used to be, and they used to have two races a year based on a handshake.
Wait. I'm thinking about Dover. I don't know about Pocono. You know, let me retract that statement.
Tell me about that brain fog again, Sean.
Dover, I know for sure. But if I'm not, I've lost track on which track is owned by whom. Majority of the tracks are either owned by International Speedway Corporation, which is better known as NASCAR, or Speedway Motorsports. They're the predominant and owned majority of all the racetracks out there. Chase Briscoe came in second. He posted his first top 10 finish in four races at Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's his 14th top 10 finish in 2025. Chase Elliott came in third. Big day for Chase Elliott. I think he was the highest finishing driver with Hendrick Motorsports. Matter of fact, I know he was.
He's the highest finishing Chevrolet by far.
Yeah. Moving into fourth place, Ryan Blaney. Fifth, Joey Logano. Sixth, John Hunter Nemechek. Seventh, Christopher Bell. Eighth, Bubba Wallace. Ninth, Chris Buescher. And 10th, Ty Gibbs.
William Byron in 11th spot. Kyle Larson, 12th. Go down the list a little bit. Tyler Reddick in 16th. Keselowski's year continues, 17th. Austin Dillon, 18th. Kyle Busch, 22nd. Ross Chastain, 24th. SVG, 25th. He said, hurry up and give me a road course. Alex Bowman, bad run for the 48, finishing in 26th. All the way down, and then the last chase drivers, Daniel Suarez, 35th. Josh Berry in last place in 36th.
Legacy Motor Club, John Hunter Nemechek, 6th place finish at Worldwide Technology Raceway, makes his third race the organization has had at least one car finish in the top six. Eric Jones was fifth at Daytona to end his regular season. Jones was third at Darlington, and Nemechek was fourth. So we're definitely seeing some improvements with Legacy Motor Club. Perhaps Richard Petty staying out of the way and letting Jimmy Johnson.
Let Jimmy.
Rest of the crew
continue to ruin his legacy by putting together a good racing team.
Take control. Toyota achieved a big milestone yesterday, their 200th Cup win with Denny Hamlin's victory. 200th Cup win. Do you recall the year that Toyota came into NASCAR? A little trivia.
They came in with Napa and Michael Waltrip. I'm going to go.
No, I don't think that's true.
There. Toyota?
Toyota came in with Joe Gibbs Racing. Do you remember that? Joe Gibbs made the big announcement that he was flipping from Chevrolet and going to Toyota.
Okay, I'm going to, Mr. Brain Fog, I'm going to have to
we'll have to possibly disagree,
but I'm going to go 06.
You're close, 07. 07.
Oh, man, listen, I don't get to be right very often. I'm pretty excited about this.
So you think you're going to be right? You know, you can fact check me, you know. But I'm almost certain it was 07. I was thinking about this for a moment today. But anyway, a big accomplishment for Toyota. Denny Hamlin made a couple of comments yesterday about his career, and it looks like that Denny Hamlin is sort of let the cat out of the bag a little bit as to the fact that he plans to be around at least through the end of his contract in 2007. But after that, it looks like it's probably going to be over from there, just sort of reading between the lines. He's definitely putting some urgency on getting some more wins and achieving some more wins for Toyota. All right.
Sorry.
You're still looking at the facts over there?
I'm deep in it. And you know what? You gotta be almost busted you.
But you didn't.
Well, I'm going to, but I want to get it. Here's the thing. It was an AI review, and I've already noticed some mistakes. You just can't trust this AI, Sean.
You found mistakes with AI?
Yeah. They're trying to say Denny Hamlin used to race for Michael Waltrip Racing. Did that ever happen? Denny's been with Joe Gibbs from the word go.
Yeah.
All right. See?
Maybe he did an computer race for them, but I don't think so. So, through the end of his two-year extension, Denny's got approximately 70 races to go before his career will come to an end. 70 races.
And you think that's what's going to happen?
I think that's what will happen. I believe he's 41 now.
Him getting a championship has everything to do with how he's going to ride off into the sunset, because you've got a two-time champion in Kyle Busch that we both think is just ready to take it to the house, but just, you know, maybe got some more bills
to pay. Kyle Busch is not ending his career the way I feel like he should.
But, you know, there's two ways to go out. Do you go out on top thinking you can still win races, or do you go out when it's pretty obvious, you know, your opportunities run out? I think as a competitor, it's really hard to walk away when you think I can still win. Denny is at the career.
But you got to be with the right team.
Denny's at the point in his career, he knows he can still win, but his best chance at a championship is with Gibbs. And if he doesn't get that, I don't know. It's going to depend. His career will end based on whether or not he has a championship.
I was thinking about this the other day too. Rusty Wallace, when he went out, on top. He was winning races. He was a top four, top five driver. And I've often thought that that's the way a driver should try to model themselves when they get close to retirement, because you don't want to go out when you're in a situation like Kyle Busch where you haven't won a race now in, what is it, 2-3 years? And nobody's talking to you. The popularity has sort of faded away. And this is a guy that was on top of the world at one point. He was the hottest driver in NASCAR for a long period of time. Denny Hamlin made the statement yesterday in an interview. It says, I'm just not going to leave the sport on my deathbed, just leaking oil and running at the back of the pack. I have way too much pride for that. I am way too cocky for that. There's just no way. I want to be able to win my last race. I'm going to have to retire when I'm racing like this. And that's a good way to look at it.
It's the, you know, John Elway won back-to-back Super Bowls, could have kept playing, but walks off in the sunset. That's one way to go. Troy Aikman plays until, or Peyton Manning, he also wins a Super Bowl, but basically played until his arm didn't work anymore and was kind of forced to retire. You see it with quarterbacks, and you see it with, you know, Tiger Woods, you know, his body's breaking down. It's kind of forced retirement. I think it's awesome when guys can walk away like that, but you just worry about the competitive nature. Knowing you can go out and win at the highest level and still do that and be able to walk away, yeah, that's tough.
It's how you – it's to think about how you want to be remembered. And it's like I've said, Jimmy Johnson is screwing that up. And, of course, you and I both disagree.
Not. He's not running full-time.
He's not running full-time, but he's been running for the last 2 or 3 years.
He's out there
at the back of the pack
researching to build a team that he's obviously doing better with.
He's doing research and development for the team on the track.
You know what I like to be remembered as? The guy that knew when Toyota entered the sport in 2007, Michael Waltrip Racing signed a deal to become the first major full team with the manufacturer. Joe Gibbs did not join until 2008.
Whoa.
Remember this.
That's where I come in with that 99.99 that I'm always right.
Dale Jarrett in the UPS in the 44 car, Michael Waltrip in the Napa 55 car, and Sean, blast from the past, no way you're getting this one, the 00 Domino's pizza car.
David Ruderman.
David Ruderman. Oh, my God.
See, I told you.
The brain fog has parted. Man,
David
what
Ruderman.
A blast from the past. Now, yeah. That's big, Chuck. That is big.
You know, I always say I'm 99.99. You finally determined why
finally
I'm,
got it.
Why I'm 99. Man, I'm surprised. Now that you say that about Michael Waltrip, I mean, it's all adding up. But I could have swore that Joe Gibbs was the first.
The Daytona 500, they found like jet fuel in the engine or something. They got in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, but that wasn't that at the
that
beginning
was
of
those.
I know it was, but it wasn't at the beginning of his start with Toyota, was it?
Yes. That was why it was such a big deal.
Okay.
Man.
All right.
You know what? Your wife's right. You never listen.
Time for us to take a break. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead as we come to you live from the Optimize You studio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
This world will never be what I expect.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, that's us. We come at you each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR. Today, talking about Denny Hamlin's big win at the Worldwide Technology Raceway. That was race number 2 in the round of 16. The next race is coming up Saturday night under the lights, Sean. So listen to this. Saturday, you're going to get to watch Tennessee versus Georgia.
At 3:30.
You'll be crying in your Pinot because the Georgia Bulldogs will have lost.
I don't think so.
And then we get to tune in to Bristol Night Race to see the third race in the round of 16. After that, the bottom four in the standings do not advance to the next round, and we kick off the round of 12 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. So get ready for it, Sean. Saturday night under the lights on USA. Really? Come on. USA is going to be the...
They deserve network TV, don't they?
I would think so. That's kind of... And I'm not real happy with the way NASCAR's new app makes you look at stuff, because I want to say it's a Sharpie Night Race. Am I got that right? Can't find it.
No, I don't think it's another name. All right, I want to talk for just a moment about Kyle Larson and Ryan Blaney. I heard this in an interview today with Brad Keselowski.
Bass Pro Shops Night Race.
Brad Keselowski was talking about how he thought that one of the things, because Ryan was so frustrated and upset and wanted to talk to Kyle Larson after the race, is the fact that, number one, they're two of the best drivers and cars on the track. And they're both, in his opinion, the top two contenders to win the championship. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I would agree with that as well. And you look back in history with Kyle Larson. He is known to make these kind of mistakes on the racetrack, and he always comes back and goes, "Hey, man, I didn't mean to do that. My bad. I'm sorry." And that's fine, but sorry only goes so far. And especially when you become the driver that is always doing that. And that's what Kyle Larson has done, in my opinion. Have you noticed that about Kyle Larson over the last couple of years of his on-track performance?
I've never put two and two together, but now that you mention it, yeah, it does seem, I don't know, I feel like a lot of people get in dust-ups. But there's some drivers that you hear about it all the time. And
his overly aggressive driving.
Yes.
And
it's more like, I'm going to drive aggressive. And as long as I apologize and say, man, I'm really sorry, it's fine.
Yeah. And we should be able to forget it and move on.
Yeah. Don't be like some of the other drivers and try to fight about it. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Or retaliate.
But are you sorry? You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I've kind of gotten a little bit frustrated or annoyed with that same comment from Kyle Larson. I'm thinking, okay, you know, watch your driving behavior on the track. You know, your competitors don't always hear how sorry you are. And if you're not careful, you're going to find yourself in a situation that somebody's going to return the favor. And I would not be a bit surprised if Ryan Blaney's not one of those, because you could just tell from the post-race interview that he accepts his apology. However, he's a little reluctant to, and I'm not going to forget it. And you can't blame him.
Yeah, and you've got to be careful, because right now both of you are racing for a lot. But mm-hmm. if the person that's not happy with you doesn't advance, then you get to be a little nervous around him for the rest of the playoffs.
Because get to be the recipient of the gift they have.
It
for
can
you.
Be one oopsie, because once you hit someone and go, "Oops, my bad," that person hits you back and says, "Oops, my bad." Unless it's egregious, it's pretty tough to say anything.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get into the drivers' point standings after the race at Gateway. Denny Hamlin is the leader. He is 5 points ahead of second place Chase Briscoe. Third spot is Kyle Larson. He's 17 points behind the leader. Bubba Wallace.
Bubba
is 27 points. We got to give Bubba some credit.
Yeah, putting together, getting hot at the right time.
He's got probably going the best season he's ever had in his Cup career.
Yes.
Fourth place right now.
The wins aren't there like I'm sure he and his team owner would like them to be. But the important thing
is... He's only got one race win for the season.
Exactly. But the important thing is the playoffs and to be where he's at.
He's hanging in fourth spot, 27 points behind the lead driver, Denny Hamlin. I mean, he's in a great position. Ryan Blaney is in fifth.
Sixth spot, William Byron. Seventh, Tyler Reddick. Eighth, Christopher Bell. Ninth, Chase Elliott. 10th, Joey Logano. 11th spot, Ross Chastain. And this is where it gets a little dicey. And the 12th and final cutoff spot would be Austin Cindric. After that, 13th, Austin Dillon. 14th, Sean SVG. 15th, Alex Bowman. And 16th, Josh Berry. The bottom four in the standings will be eliminated. That's spots 13 through 16 after this next race. Austin Dillon is 11 spots behind Austin Cindric, so you can race your way into that. However, SVG, you're getting closer to 16 spots. That'll be a little tougher. Alex Bowman and Josh Berry have officially entered must win the next race in order to advance without some crazy math happening. But I guess the bummer there, Sean, is SVG couldn't pull it together enough to get to the second round of the playoffs, where we definitely have a road course. And SVG is at his best.
Yeah, SVG, 25th finish at Gateway. Trackhouse Racing did not have a good performance overall at Gateway. None of the cars made it into the top 20. Ross Chastain was the best finisher at 24th. So certainly it didn't go well for them at all this past weekend. All right, do you remember Bill Davis?
Bill Davis Racing, yeah.
Bill Davis Racing.
Absolutely.
Do you remember when Jeff Gordon drove for him for a short period of time?
That I do not remember.
That's where Jeff Gordon began his career. And also Ray Everham, crew chief for Jeff Gordon. And I don't remember all the details, and I don't remember the year that all this happened. It would definitely be back into the early 90s, but Jeff Gordon broke his agreement with Bill Davis, and then that's when he went to Hendrick Motorsports. But it's sad to report Bill Davis passed away. He was a former team owner who achieved victories in all three national series, including the Daytona 500. One of the teams he was most known for is the Caterpillar team with Ward Burton. Caterpillar
I remember
car.
The Caterpillar, yep.
The Caterpillar car was a very popular and a car that, you know, car in the Cup Series and stood out among many, many races and was around. And then he also had a close relationship with MBNA Bank. Do you remember when they were in the sport?
He had a blue car. No, but was it the green car I'm thinking?
He could have, but MBNA was a sponsor that came into the sport, I'm thinking late 90s, early 2000s, and I think it was the mid to late 90s, and Bill Davis was also associated with them. So anyway, 74 years old, so sad to hear about the passing of Bill Davis, former owner of Bill Davis Racing, and he got his success in the trucking business, Bill Davis Trucking.
When we were at Atlanta Motor Speedway one time, it was Waste Management was the sponsor of the car. He was going to be the first African-American to start a cup race, and I don't know how long. And I want to say, I can't remember his name, but I want to say that was a Bill Davis car because I had some swag from it or something. We used to get cool stuff in the media center that had logos on it. I think that was the case. I'm going to have to dig into that. But I think that was a Bill Davis car.
I'm going to fact check you with a...
Hey, I've already... was it off air that I proved you wrong? Michael Waltrip, 2007?
No, you proved me wrong on air,
okay,
too.
Okay, I just wanted to make
you
sure.
You reminded me again off air.
As I told you, I don't get to be right very often. I just want it on the record somewhere.
Well, I'm glad that I was able to give you the satisfaction today. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us. We've got more NASCAR straight ahead as we are broadcasting from the Optimize U studio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025, and as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR. Don't forget, this coming Saturday night on USA, that's right, USA, go find it.
USA Network.
The USA Network, it'll be the Bass Pro Shops night race at Bristol, and that'll be race 3 in the first round of the NASCAR playoffs. Before the break, Sean, we were both talking about Bill Davis Racing recently just passed, and I said I remember being at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and confirmation, I'm just on a roll today. In 2006 at the Golden Corral 500, you and I and probably Big Daddy Kyle were down there broadcasting
Atlanta Motor Speedway
for what at the time was probably Thunder 101.9. And we saw Bill Lester become the first African-American driver. He was in a Bill Davis racing car, the Waste Management 23. And he became the first African-American driver to start a or to qualify for a NASCAR race in like 20 years. That was 2000. That was 19 years ago. Man.
So seems like it wasn't that long ago.
We would go down there. We would broadcast a couple of days.
We'd go down there twice a year.
Interview some drivers, hang out. And then Big Daddy Kyle and I would go to the Tilted Kilt and drink way too much and come back the next day and do it all over again.
Yeah. And, you know, we were on several different radio stations in the Clear Channel group, which then was iHeart. And of course, today is Odyssey. And it wasn't until June of 2009 that we became part of Rock 105. Now is one at Rock 103.7. And for several years, you know, when we would go down there, we would broadcast multiple breaks on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here on Rock 103.7, then Rock 105 back in the day.
Yeah.
And those were a lot of fun.
Man, so we would have...
We did that many times.
We would have a phone line, and then we would record it and then play it back. Man, there were so many hoops we had to jump through, and we just thought it was the coolest.
Yeah.
Now it would probably be super simple.
Yeah.
Probably got technology that...
One piece of equipment.
Be on your phone and make it sound like you're in a studio somewhere.
And it'd be on the internet.
Yeah.
Or through the internet.
We could have video streaming along with it. That's what we'd probably just do, a live stream on the web page or something.
Yeah. Let's get into some news in the world of NASCAR. U.S. District Court Judge Kenneth Bell denied the preliminary injunction request from 2311 and Front Row Motorsports that they remain chartered teams for the rest of the season and NASCAR will not sell their charters. The judge has set a trial for December. So he considers any arguments about uncertainty of 2026 to be unpersuasive. This is a quote from Judge Bale. The uncertainty about the 2026 season will look like uncomfortably exists, not just for the parties, but for the other teams, the drivers, the crews, the sponsors, the broadcasters, and most regrettably, the fans, the judge wrote. There's going to be a ripple effect coming in December after this trial or at this trial.
Yeah, you feel like it's...
Don't know how big the shockwaves are going
to
be.
Let's just get through the season seems to be the attitude, and then it's going to be locking horns time.
And, you know, both NASCAR and... Michael Jordan, 2311, has lawyered up in a big way. I read just today that Michael Jordan has added another attorney to the legal team. He has brought in an attorney that was the top litigator in the antitrust lawsuit that worked with Giant Meta. That was a case that was somewhere in the neighborhood of $318 billion. So Michael Jordan is sparing no expense. There's no telling what the price tag is on that attorney. But he has gone out and apparently found one of the best.
It's all a business expense. You know what I mean, Sean? It's like you're not even spending money. You just get to ride it off.
You know, I think there's some of the team owners that are probably thinking, you know, let's see where this goes. And they're secretly behind the scenes cheering on Michael Jordan, 2311, and Front Row Motorsports or Front Row Racing, and thinking, okay, this is going to expose NASCAR. They're not going to want to push it that far. There's a lot of their world that they've always wanted to remain private, and this is a good thing. And then there's probably others that are going, man, couldn't they just figure this out? Can't they just work this out? They're having behind the scene conversations and saying, hey, does anybody have any influence on Denny and Michael Jordan to get them? And then having conversations with NASCAR to say, hey, y'all don't want this to be any uglier than it is, because so far everybody's losing and it's getting worse, but there's still time
to see if we can't come to common ground.
So I think all the other teams are sitting there with popcorn. And, you know, it's like that meme where you're looking like, oh, boy, this is about to get good.
Yeah.
Because all the other teams have signed on. And a lot of the smaller teams did so probably against what they wanted to or what they knew was best for their team. But they can't fight this.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan can. So I think they're sitting there going, number one, they're thought probably like, how far is Jordan going to take this? And number two, like, what is NASCAR going to do? What is going to – I don't see them backing down, but they're to get this to go away, both sides have to give. And it feels like they're a long way away
from that. This is like the perfect storm, because what other team owner has not only the power and the money, but has the notoriety? Roger Penske's got the money. Rick Hendrick's got the money. But when you compare their star power and their notoriety, doesn't even come close to Michael Jordan. So when this thing goes to trial, it is going to be the top story on SportsCenter, on ESPN, and other news outlets.
95% of the people out there automatically going to side with Michael Jordan no matter what.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because Jordan's obviously taken on, you know, this big sport, and Jordan can do anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is going to be getting interesting. It's kind of like, I'm glad I don't have any money on it or in it, but it'll be fun to watch.
And the judge appears to not want to be in this deal either.
I was like, y'all handle this, yeah, please.
Before I have to get involved any more than I already am. All right, sir, any final words as we are headed to Bristol?
Nope. Watch it. Have fun this weekend. Let's talk about it Monday.
Go Dogs.
I don't know. Your Dogs are going to.
They're looking good.
All right.
All right. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. If you've missed any portion of today's broadcast, just go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.